9:30 in the morning. We're at base camp at TLC, the learning community it stands for. And there's a new building that's come up over here. That's quite large and airy. I see Niranjan and Oliver busily making the teas. So let me go and ask them what they're up to. Only a few people have arrived. So what are you guys are in charge of here?
What are you doing that for?
This is the Oroville radio.
Oh!
So I want to know what you guys are in charge of exactly here.
We're not even in charge of anything.
Uh-huh. You're playing a game instead. Uh-huh. I thought you were the tea shop guy.
No way!
Oh, I thought you were the tea shop man.
You mean men?
Yeah. You're not? Are you going to help do the mud work also, Oliver?
No.
No?
I'm doing all my name.
Because I remember you. You and your brother.
And me.
Hi, I'm coming from Oroville Radio, so I'd like to know what exactly you're doing here.
I was hoping you'd be able to tell me. I was just sent here to start stomping in the mud.
Stomping in the mud. What are you doing?
I'm helping with the fiber for the
What sort of fiber is that?
We're making mud walls. Okay. And so we're just making the mud and it needs coconut fiber so it binds together.
Okay.
That's what they're doing, jumping on the mud.
So mud and coconut fiber, is there anything else in this mix?
Sweat, lots and lots and lots of sweat. That provides the moisture.
No sand, no cow dung?
No, I think it's just the red mud that you dig up. It's very clay soil around here.
And where did you come from all the way to come and do this?
Well, we live in Rev Community, but we're a South African family becoming Orovillians.
Cool.
Yes. Sorry.
And how about you? What's your name?
Aaron.
Aaron. So have you been coming here every day, Aaron, and working since yesterday or day before, whenever it started?
No.
Do you come to the school or are you just joining this activity?
I come to the school.
You come to the school?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So we're very bad. We didn't come yesterday.
Aha.
So we came yesterday, but we didn't. We couldn't make it.
Okay.
So we've got to put double effort in today.
So that's why you're in the mud pile.
Yes,
you've been sent to the mosh pit.
Yes, this is my punishment.
Okay, very good. You seem to be enjoying it. Thank you.
Thanks.
And over here, the sounds of the house that I had mentioned earlier that is being built. Now let's walk over and see what's going on at the actual composting toilet site, which is a little bit further away. Hi Mark, so how come you're here?
I'm a neighbor. I'm living in Dana. And,
what were you telling me about the mud walls?
I have the mud walls. Yeah, they are starting to be so expensive to do that we are obliged to do them ourselves. No, we have to just do them because I have 3,000 rupees per square meter or square feet.
Everybody wants them, right?
No, it's a good experiment. It's really sustainable. It's mud with fibers, and there is a lot of experience here since years and years. So now they are quite okay, but it's too expensive now.
Too expensive? Why is it so expensive if it's only mud?
Because of the labor. People are not used to do it, so some are doing, but it takes too much time. Or I don't know, because it's, yeah, you're right, it's just mud, fiber, so it's...
So it's just that the time-consuming. So
yeah.
In a place like Oroville with so many volunteers and people, it shouldn't be so expensive.
No, it's a right place to do it because we have all these people willing to help and we have also to reduce, not to reduce the size of the house, to reduce everything. Reduce, reuse, recycle. Yeah, I started yesterday. It's a three-day workshop here in TLC. And you can start from the beginning to split the bamboos, to tie them on wooden frames, to put some other things, and to put the mud.
And then the mud goes on both the inside and the outside? Is
inside,
that
outside, more layers. So you need at least three days because you have the rough layers and after more and more and the finishing one.
Okay, so you make a layer and then you go over it and over it. Okay.
Yeah, to make it strong enough, no? Because otherwise it cracks. So it has to dry and after more layers it's better.
And the thing with these walls, though, is that they have to be protected from the rain. Am I right?
Yes, it's better to have a big overhang with a roof to protect them from the rain. But at the end, you mix it also with some urine, so it makes it more waterproof.
So urine makes it waterproof?
Yeah. What I have written is the pig urine is the best, but here pig urine is not easy to find. So I don't know. You have to ask Johnny because he's used to. So perhaps what kind of urine is he putting?
Well, ask him. What was that?
Cow dung.
Cow dung helps to harden it.
The cow dung is
waterproof.
There is a special enzyme keep surface waterproof. So you mix with the half mud, half cow dung without coconut fiber, and then make a slurry with the water, and then go over.
Okay.
Like last plaster.
This is the final coating.
And then it makes the surface bright orange, it's beautiful color, and smooth, and then same time waterproof. And then last, it goes, the enzyme works, not just the moment, it takes time to work, so getting more smoother, and then.
As it goes on.
Exactly. And at some point, you have to add. You know, cow dung after a few years. That's how, you know, here people do, local people do.
Yeah.
So that's a local traditional.
So you mean you just resurface the surface
exactly,
again?
Exactly, make it more smoother. And then it's kind of you feel the surface, you know, after a few years, and you can see that this is now needed, not needed. They do also put the floor. Yeah. Johnny, local people, they use cow dung making floor. They're on in a house floor, yeah? So they make it smooth and waterproof.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cow dung, she tells me, helps to make it waterproof.
The cow dung is a protein that contains proteins of natural adhesives. And so they're waterproof.
And what's this bit about urine?
Don't believe it.
All right. That's what I thought.
Okay. I will bring some
urine.
No, man. I read it.
It's just called vibration.
Vibration. Huh? Tank lo pono? Teriyada? Kandipa
teriyada?
So here are the famous trench diggers. They're going to go 60 centimeters down. And they say that it might take 2 days to get here. How many meters it go? Or 30 meters. No. Okay. Thanks. Hello.
Oh, watch out, there's a microphone in the
this is the right time for singing.
No. We're just practicing the words for the toilet song.
Ah, very good. Yeah, excellent. Yeah. We could make that a radio hit.
I'm not sure if you better listen to it first.
Would the kids enjoy it?
Ah, they would.
Yeah, well then it's alright. That's the most important, then it works. So this is the second layer of mud that you're scraping on?
Yeah.
And then there'll be a third over that?
Then there'll be a cloth which is soaked in cow dung, and then that will be...
Okay, then there'll be the coating cover.
The coating cover for the rainproofing, waterproofing.
Is this fun?
So much fun, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, making your own toilet is a cool thing to do.
And having your hands in mud?
Ah, what better? Really?
I know he's done a good job.
Did you come here yesterday?
I was here yesterday, yeah. Trying to put on the first layer.
Do you have kids in this school? Or
yeah, I've got two kids.
All right.
11 and 8 years old.
Okay.
So, and I just think it's a beautiful thing. Here's all this stuff which we're so used to throwing away and getting rid of as quickly as we can. And here we just keep it for a few months and it'll be just like soil and it's beautiful. You put your hands in it.
The compost.
Yeah. It's wonderful. So, this is a good thing.
Yeah, it is a good thing because we have Orville's sludge, which is the sludge that comes from the soap pit. So this is definitely a solution to that problem.
Right. Yeah.
Because We have made pits for that to soak in our place, but it's just very odd that many of the septic systems today don't seem to be functioning like they were planned, and they often have to be emptied.
Right, right, yeah. It's just really improper use, as Mary Douglas says, you know. Waste is just matter out of place.
Exactly.
Yeah. Sure. We're putting it in the right place, and then it's not waste anymore.
But unfortunately, sludge is a component of human waste that in any waste disposal system, it accumulates.
Yeah.
And there's really nothing you can do with it except compost it, mix it with vegetable matter and let it decompose.
That's what we're doing with it.
And that's what we're doing.
The reason for doing that is the decomposition process raises the temperature, and you're effectively pasteurizing and you're killing the pathogens that are in there, all the E. coli.
Yeah.
But it's important to do that step, otherwise you're spreading E. coli all over the place. But yeah, it's a problem the world over, not just all over. What to do with sludge?
Exactly.
Mm.
What are you doing?
Well, you have to, once the bamboo, the vertical bamboo,
yeah, but that one is an extra long one.
Yeah, yeah.
Weave.
Yes, or weave.
Weft.
Sorry.
I tell you, this is horrible.
This is not a good weave. So what we need to do is we need to get the mud to stick. So once we weave all this stuff together, then it can adhere to. So we use bamboo and the sheath of the coconut. Have you ever seen how they prepare this?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't it amazing?
It's unbelievable.
So these are little thick bands of coconut that are soaked in water to make them flexible.
Yeah, but they're the sheath of the, so when the leaves, when the fruit actually comes out, there's a sheath that protects it and it opens up.
Okay.
And they're sort of like a bowl shape.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
And then so the Tomals figured this out, where they soak it in water. So you get the dry ones, you soak it in water, and then it's like rawhide.
Okay.
So then you soak it in water.
And then you get these perfect strips that you can pull off.
Yes.
And then they're flexible because they've been soaked in water.
Yes.
Yeah. When dry, it's strong.
And so you guys are weaving the vertical bamboo pieces in. Yeah. Somebody outside there is packing it with mud.
Yeah.
And then it'll pack the mud from the inside as well.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Answered your
I'm
own
glad you were able to do that.
So, is this the right size or not? I mean, I haven't done the other edge. The other end, but I just want to know.
Complicated with the pattern.
I see that.
Yeah, but
it'll look beautiful once it's done.
Yeah,
it's sharpened,
I think it'll be
not
beautiful. Yeah.
Anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
You can add anything, stone or you know, any broken piece of pottery and also glass toys and anything you like.
Yeah. Lovely.
Yeah.
Something fell down in my ear.
And you can change every 2-3 months.
Was it
if you want to change decoration, you can change anything.
But it would be difficult to change, wouldn't it? Because
no, you just you know, let's get chisel out a little bit the part, and then just add mud. That's it.
Oh.
It's so mud is so flexible. Oh. They accept new mud so quickly. You know, just cement. Cement you have to you know really
chip.
Do some work to put them add a new cement on it.
Yeah.
But mud is really flexible. You just a little bit wet it, and then add new mud, and then they just glue them together. Like already they are made like this.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I would like to share this experience, mud walling experience, not only in TIC, only in Oroville, or in Belize, you know, nearby any place.
So if anybody would like to learn about
it. Yeah, they want to share their skill, their idea, or they want to get something out of us, and it's all welcome. So we want to share, so please come visit us or write to us, and we'll
And you have about what, more than 1 year experience with mud making mud walls?
Yeah, but it's not profession, you know, just whenever we did something, we do it. So I know just by experience, but I'm willing to share and, you know, improve together.
Yeah. So that's really important for people to know. So if anybody wants more information or would like to see or would like to experiment with mud walls, they should come to Base Camp TLC. Thank you very much.
We are happy to have anyone interested in mud walling or mud art, anything.
Great.
Yeah.
Bye. And every day we've got